Memorial Day, the 31st of May, 2011, Arlington Cemetery. President Obama made his usual President's Day appearance for the holiday at Arlington Cemetery, paying respect to young men sent to their graves, fighting in wars including his own. Unfortunately, three members of the violently anti-gay Westboro Baptist Church, notorious for protesting military funerals, showed up with their "God hates fags" signs. Worse yet, the Ku Klux Klan, that's right, the KKK, showed up as well, supposedly to counter-protest the Westboro bigots, but bearing another meaning for an African-American president.
We are with the Knights of the Southern Cross, soldiers of the Ku Klux Klan. We are here in protest of Westboro Baptist Church. I'm a veteran. I spent 9.5 years in the military.
You heard that. That was Dennis Labonte, Imperial Wizard of the KKK or Ku Klux Klan, claiming to have served in the U.S. military. This raises two questions. One, why are members of the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazis, and other hate groups permitted to serve in the U.S. military? And two, how is it that the KKK was able to get into the Washington, D.C. area without attracting thousands of furious anti-Klan protesters like what happened in 1982 and 1990?